You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Disregard the extremes at either end of the scale, and then take an average of what's left. You see it in gymnastics. The highest and the lowest scores are thrown out, and then an average is taken of what remains. This is the way to get the most accurate representation of a particular situation. Yes, there are other elements to the scoring system in gymnastics, but I will not pretend to know how it all works. This scoring system got me thinking about how we might apply it in our own lives. We can often identify with the worst parts of life. Perhaps it's the job we got fired from, the breakup, the failed business, or we over-identify with just the best parts of our lives, scoring the promotion, being part of a winning team, signing the dream client. We are not our accomplishments, but they do significantly impact our sense of self and the identity that we have in the world. I've been wondering, what if I disregarded these perceived sharp highs and deep lows and instead took the average of what was left? How would our opinion change if, at the end of the year, we disregarded the most significant high and also disregarded the most painful low? What would we be left with? And would we like what we're left with? This last week, I've been playing with this concept on a smaller scale. At the end of each day, I've been applying this scoring system. What I'm learning is that life is pretty consistent and balanced when we don't fixate on the extremes. It's calmer when we can reduce the impact of those occasional fleeting moments, both the ecstatic joy and also the deep disappointment. It's not saying that we will never experience these far end of the scale situations, but what it does mean is that we'll give them less power over how we feel about ourselves. It reorients us towards the stable and the solid and the reliable. When we do this, we are much better equipped to deal with the highs. And also, it avoids us becoming addicted to chasing the highs. It's shown me just how beautifully plain and simple life can be. I invite you to play with this concept in your own life. What are the reoccurring themes and patterns that emerge when you disregard the extremes of life? What does the story of your day, your week, your month, your year look like through this lens? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you, as always, for travelling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.